Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, very busy Tuesday here after a busy weekend. So jump right into this. Did you guys see what's going on with Ryan Garcia, the WBC silver lightweight title holder?
No.
He is in a little bit of trouble here. The 22-year-old was caught cheating on his pregnant partner here. He was caught outside of the N10 restaurant in Los Angeles kissing a social media star named Malu Trevejo, who happens to have 8.5 million followers on Instagram and TikTok. She's actually a TikTok star. And they were spotted kissing outside of a restaurant here now. And the problem here is that he has the pregnant partner at home. He's also got another kid with another woman. He's 22. Wow. So the current pregnant.
Make that clear, Hollywood. He's 22. Right. He got a lot of crap going on for a 22-year-old.
Yeah,
man.
This guy's making his way through here. So the woman, while she's at home, seeing this on social media, is where she saw this. She goes ahead and sends out this. He tells me he's training hard for this fight, but IG shows me this. 7 weeks left till I give birth, and this piece of bleep. Stay being disgusting. She went on to say.
He deserves that, right?
She went on to say, while he barely even sees Riley, his other daughter, with, and then tagged the other girl that he had other daughter with, says he's a horrible person.
That's the only thing that can bring them all together is when you're the piece of crap. They all have that in common. They're like, you're right. He's a piece of crap. I didn't believe it when I took him from you.
Social media piling on. That's
what the hell are you doing with a TikTok woman?
This guy's 22 years old. He's got two women with kids. Well, one about to have a kid. He's out cheating. I mean, my God. Guy's written the whole like Joe Rose life story, and the guy's like 22.
Right.
Thought I had a little dysfunction as a young man. That's pretty good. It runs right there with me.
Moral of the story: keep it in your pants.
Well, I just like that he said he told the.
I don't know, Zach. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Well, he told the partner he was out training for a fight, so I don't know. Right. You know, the whole women weak in legs thing from Rocky.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just glad not so it was much. I was that age in the 80s when there was.
No social media?
No TikTok stars.
No TikTokers?
Yeah, you could do that without getting caught. You missed the good old days. All right. Hayden Hurst yesterday had his car broken into and had his team iPad stolen out of his car. Of course, the Falcons, another miserable loss. And this just adding to it here, had his car parked in his girl's driveway and just had the window smashed. I got the whole thing on video, by the way. They smashed the window, stole his backpack, his Beats headphones, a notebook that was in there, and of course,
by the way,
Falcons iPad.
So I parked one day at the tennis courts, and a police officer left me a note on the car with his card. And I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, you can park anywhere at Central Park. And it was like, just looked in your car. I don't know why, but anyway, saw that you had all this stuff. You're lucky somebody didn't break. You know, it was just, he was right. And it was a great reminder, man, for me. Like, you can't leave any of that stuff on your car, no matter where you are. What are you doing? That's what they're looking for. Laptop? Headphones? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right. Gotta be smarter than that, Joe.
All right, and then one more sports thing for you here, guys. We have the Fox Bet Super 6, where you can pick six games on the Fox Bet site, and if you pick all six, you win your share of $1 million.
Is this the Terry Bradshaw? You can get Terry Bradshaw's money?
That's right. Exactly, yeah, that's what it is. It's the Terry Bradshaw one. So basically, you had three women here that were in the finals, the last game, the Sunday night football game, and had a chance, the three women, to share the $1 million prize. It was Gloria, a retired grandmother who lives in Atlanta, Kim, a nurse from Ohio, and Sherry, also a retired grandma who lives in Nevada. So I guess
The women.
Everyone's betting on sports these days, but it does say all three women were first-time players. Now, all they had to do was win the Seahawks game. And, of course, Seattle led the entire game late in the fourth.
And actually, they won it in a stinking holding call as that big freak ran down the sideline, man. Darn it.
Now, Fox was nice enough to offer them $10,000 apiece as a consolation prize, but I'm sure the $333,000 would have been better.
They ain't turning that $10,000 down.
No, but that still stings.
Yeah. You had it in your hands, man.
You want to kill that guy that was holding.
Yes, correct. This is when you hold a grudge for a very long time after that.
How about watching that big freak run down the sideline in that play, too?
Right.
He's ridiculous.
Right. Could have saved it for you, right?
I actually had one more sports thing for you guys here. I'm trying to get through these quickly today. But we had Dallas Cowboys coach Mike Nolan. Did you see what happened to him on his defensive coordinator on his Zoom call? Got a little hot sauce in the eye there.
Happened to me before.
Yeah, went to rub his eye. I'm not surprised, Zach. Yeah.
I have never seen that happen. Like, not only is his defense really struggling.
Right.
I've known Mike a long, long time, and now that poor guy goes to rub his eye and has hot sauce on his finger. And
it hurts,
guys,
man.
You've had that happen, Zach?
Yes, I've been at a wing place, and I go to wash my hands, and, like, there's still a little sauce on there, and I rub my eye a little bit, and literally I thought my eye was on fire.
Zach is a leave no sauce behind kind of guy. He licks it all off the fingers.
Everything. Especially hot sauce like that.
I'd love to keep making fun of you guys. You got to keep moving here. You remember Billy McFarlane from the Fyre Festival?
No.
I know the character.
All right, anyway,
he's the guy who made
Fyre Festival, the whole concert, and ended up going to prison for it. You guys don't remember all the documentaries and everything?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Right, okay.
So anyway, he decided he would start a podcast from prison where he currently lives.
God.
And the podcast was titled Dumpster Fyre. Fyre spelled F-Y-R-E like the concert. Well, there's no podcasting in prison, guys, because now he is facing up to 90 days in solitary confinement.
I hope his first guest was Ja Rule.
What do they call that? The hole, right? They just throw you in there.
I don't know. And I hope I never know.
You don't podcasting watch enough, like, shows where people get put in jail that you wouldn't know what it's called, Joe?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what they call it.
We're getting there, Joe, but I got a new show coming up for you that I think you're going to really like. But we got to get to this first, though. Adam Sandler is going to be heading to space here with the director of Chernobyl. Remember Chernobyl, the show from HBO?
Yep.
So Adam Sandler's new role will follow an astronaut, which would be Sandler, sent to the edge of the galaxy to collect mysterious ancient dust. He soon finds his earthly life falling to pieces, and he turns to the only voice who can help him try to put it back together. It just so happens to belong to a creature from the beginning of time lurking in the shadows of the ship.
That's
this where Sandler's going now?
It sounds horrific, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
Well, anything with Adam Sandler, you're going to watch. We know that you have an obsession with
him. I have not seen Hubie Halloween. I've heard that's just horrific.
Not yet. You haven't seen it yet.
Listen,
some of the Sandler
down,
was a half
paying,
a pass on.
He doesn't care if you're ripping his stuff. As long as he's getting paid.
Yeah, if they're paying, he's playing. Is that what you were going for there, Joe?
Right. What else you got, Wood?
All right, Joe, NYPD's notorious mob cops saga is becoming a major true crime TV series.
Ooh.
The stories of notorious mob cops Stephen Caracappa and Louis Eppolito, the NYPD detectives who secretly moonlighted as mafia hitmen, is heading to television as a true crime series.
Back in the 70s and maybe into the 80s, or...
Sure.
If that's the case.
And it's going to be...
Probably know them. Yeah.
I don't know if that sounded like a question.
No, because I just got watching that they just had something on New York Families that I just it came out recently that I watched.
It's based on a 2003 book, Friends of the Family, the inside story of the Mafia Cops case. And Joe, I know you don't know how to read, so but the show is in production now. And the director is the guy from Boardwalk Empire and also the executive producer of The Sopranos, Terrence Winter.
Wow.
Home run there.
Wow.
Home run.
Yeah.
All right, Woody. Listen, man, good stuff. You got a shot in there, too.
So I didn't get a shot. And Joe, I even have one more for you here, Joe.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I thought you were done.
Yeah, stop taking this time, Joe.
Yeah. Well, this one's for you, Joe. I know you wanted to wish Ron Rivera the best here. We did on Twitter yesterday as he pretty cool scene as he had his last treatment yesterday, and everyone was cheering for him as he left the hospital. So Ron Rivera, very likable guy. We met him. I know, Joe, you know him, but we met him at the Super Bowl. He was really nice.
Nice guy. Yeah.
Good
nice
man.
Guy.
Good dude, man.
By the way, anyone who's got someone in their family, which I'm sure everyone does at this point, that has that cancer and has dealt with cancer and done all the treatments, there really is nothing better than watching them ring that bell at the end. That could be the best moment you had in months.
That's that kind of brings it all back to worrying about winning games and getting right. something turned around and all the stuff of being a coach to, like, your life is still more important than your friggin' job. You're right. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we got Michael Lombardi going to join us coming up here in a couple of minutes. We're going to go around the National Football League. Man, there is plenty of stuff going on. How's that Belichick-Brady thing everybody said they were going to watch? Who's so far? So now is it going to be like, well, it was about Brady, not Belichick. Are we going to do that? Or are we just saying Tom Brady was smart because he got his ass out of there knowing doesn't matter who's quarterback in this group, you can't win. Anyway, we'll have all that. Zach, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I can tell you about Diamonds Direct. I can tell you about the great things they're doing there. I can tell you about the great, fantastic showroom they have there because they have all that there. I've been telling you for a while now about it, and I'm not sure why you haven't checked it out yet, to be honest with you. Over the summer, something wonderful happened down here in South Florida. Diamonds Direct arrived here, giving you access to the most extensive selection of fine diamonds in the entire country. We're talking real rare, precious diamonds from 1 to 20 carats, every shape, all hand-picked for maximum brilliance, all under one roof. We've needed a place like this in South Florida forever, and we got one. It's a diamond powerhouse, direct importer pricing, no middleman markups, all in a gorgeous, luxurious showroom in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Engagement rings galore, thousands to choose from all the top designers. And when you go in there, ask them about their free warranty for life on any purchase. Ask them about the 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. Ask them about the Diamonds Direct, the 60-plus year history with worldwide connections and buying power that no other store has. Those are just some of the questions you can go in there and ask. Talk to the great people in there. The customer service is truly out of this world. Diamonds Direct redefining jewelry retailing here, and you are going to absolutely love it. You're going to be amazed. Everything I'm saying is true, and then some, at Diamonds Direct in Boca. Check them out. Diamonds Direct, a stunning new showroom in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. This is South Florida's direct diamond importer. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!